Hi, welcome to Demon and Blob. I'm Tori M.
And I'm Zaya.
Today, for session 5, we're doing hypotheticals. This will be
Yay.
Our first hypothetical in a little... It's kind of a mini-series of just random hypotheticals that we just want to talk about just for fun, you know?
We'll explain what those are. They are just random situations that could maybe happen, or... Well, again, they're hypothetical. They're not necessarily real.
Yeah, they can be completely, like, bizarre and, completely fictional, but we're just doing them for fun. You can feel free at home to join in our conversation.
Feel free to send us voice messages, about what your response would be, and we can include them in our podcast if you do that.
Alright. We are gonna be discussing 2 questions today. You can start.
Alright. First question that we are going to talk about is, what if all internet broke and could not be put back together?
And then our second question is, talking to your past self, what would you say? So,
alright. Yeah. Starting off the first one. What if all internet broke, what would we do? Alright. You go first.
Honestly, I don't really know what I would do if all internet broke. I kind of would be just, like, a floating person, like, a floating organism. I think it's all- I have to admit, I do rely on technology heavily for many reasons. So I think it would just be kind of lost, personally. Because I feel like I don't really have a lot of hobbies, like, you know, people still do, like, some people do sports and, like, go out with friends, but I don't do, like, either, so my whole life is kind of stationed online, so it's like, if the internet broke, then I wouldn't be able to listen to music or watch my shows, so that would kind of suck.
Yeah, same, because a lot of everything that we do is online, and I personally live online. I'm a very technological creature, even though I don't participate in the technological world.
Yet. You could, if you decide to, for college and stuff.
Yeah, so for reference, I'm planning to go into computer science major, so it's very computer-based. I feel like positives and negatives. Negatives, we'd lose everything that we do, and it's, like, a completely, like, 180 to our lives, because everybody is, I feel like nowadays, especially with the pandemic, it would be just a mass panic. And there's be a lot more pandemic cases, because people will just go around yelling out in the street.
That's actually true.
People would go insane, because they'd be more isolated.
Yeah, I wouldn't be as... I'm already not very connected to people, so I would feel even more disconnected. So that would... Yeah, overall, I think technology in my life, at least, is pretty important.
Bigger, in a bigger spectrum of, like, everything, I feel like literacy rates could go down because less people could get education. There'd be less, like, connection between... Okay, first of all, definitely war. I feel like there'd be war. Because the countries be fighting about everything. And then... I feel like there'd be a lot more deaths.
If technology's broken, it doesn't... Wait, it's not technology's broken. It's, like, if the internet broke.
Like, all internet, like, connections. Like, LTE and stuff, too. Oh. Like, data. Yeah, so, like, there'd be no online. There'd just be real life. And people can't cope with real life.
It's not like I don't like real life, but I feel like at the point that we've been born in and adapted to technology, that just wouldn't really work out.
Whoops. A positive, though, is
distraction. Like, 100%.
Well, distraction from what? You can't go to school.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I would probably focus more on my school.
Okay,
but say we were back at normal school. Like,
but
it's
a pandemic.
I know. I was saying, like, if we were back at normal school, like, if it was, like, last year, I would have probably done better in academically, because I wouldn't be...
There wouldn't be anything else to do.
Yeah, but, like, I wouldn't... Yeah, so, exactly. I wouldn't have anything else to do, so it's, like, might as well do my work, you know?
Yeah. Another thing is, I feel like it'd be better for our, like, development as human beings, because we can't just search something up. we'd have to like go look for the answer like in a library, or I don't know how people did it before Google.
I think basically without technology, your academic skills would be better. But honestly, I don't think that's like what everybody needs. I feel like people also need other skills aside from academic skills.
Yeah.
Which is why I think we need technology.
Another thing, which is a positive that I think would happen, would be that people would develop more hobbies. Like more, and also people would be more creative, because you can't really, and more confident, honestly, because you can't compare yourself with other people and other people's ideas.
That's what I was gonna say. Social media. If there's no social media, like, okay, even if the internet still exists, but, like, no social media, I feel like so many people would, like, stop comparing themselves.
Mm-hmm. Like, people would be less scared to come up with ideas and talk about them. And then there'd be more creativity and more freedom. Although, at the same time, it's also not true, because
everything is a balancing act. Like, I think if I didn't have technology, mainly Pinterest, I love Pinterest. I'm a Pinterest ho. Without Pinterest, I don't think I would really understood like my style and things I like in terms of like art and fashion and stuff. And that's like a huge part of me. So I feel like if I didn't have that, I wouldn't be the way I am. So it's kind of
it's a balance.
It's a very like two-sided thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, our answer to the question is there are positives, there are negatives, and especially with the pandemic, it would hit really hard.
Yeah, probably be more negatives, though, honestly, in terms of the pandemic.
Yeah. And there'd be a lot, like, serious consequences, like, a lot more deaths, a lot more just conflicts.
People would probably be, like, wanting to go out to see their friends more. Something.
Yeah.
Like, I personally haven't gone out, like, barely. I only do it, like, I only see, like, Zaya on occasion, and that's, like, the only person I see. I don't see anyone else.
I think we've seen each other, like, 4 times in the past year.
Yeah. But, like, it's usually bearable because we do calls all the time, because, you know, the internet, without it, we would probably be, like, really disconnected.
Yeah. Well, okay. Question number 2.
Talking to your past self, what would you say?
Okay, first we have to decide how past self, like how many years old.
We could do like elementary and middle school, because I feel like there will be a different response.
Alright.
You can go first.
Okay. Elementary school self, I'd say calm down. I was such an annoying kid. I was really shy. I feel like I would have said both things. I would say calm down, but also like have confidence. Like I was really shy for no reason, and I'd refuse to talk to anybody who wasn't like my friend who I'd known, and that hit really hard once I moved, because with no social skills, I had a really tough time adjusting. It's a good friend. It's a good thing I found a friend.
I was a lot more social in middle school, because I was like,
I feel like in middle school you doubted yourself less.
Yeah, because that was before the trusting. But I was always, okay, in contrast, when I was in elementary school, I would have kind of said the same thing. I would have said calm down, because I was way too energetic. In comparison to Zaya, I said hi to everyone. Like, one thing I did, when I went to the mall, if I saw someone, I would actually go up to them and ask them to, like, hang out with me.
I feel like kids,
they're freaking fearless, dude. That's, like, the one good thing.
Yeah, well, the thing about kids is they're super, like, innocent. They don't judge. It's, like, society that puts in the way they see life. Like, in the world around them. But kids are super, like, they're super accepting. They don't judge. There's no, like, filter that makes them see if it's wrong or right.
That's the thing.
Like, if somebody, okay, here's an example. Like, random thing I just thought of in my head. If there was a kid who is, like, 5 years old compared to, like, a kid who is, not a kid, like, an adult who's, like, 30 years old, and you see like a family of two dads walking together with like a kid, the kid would say, "Oh, hey, I see our two dads. That's cool." You know, they wouldn't like, it would just be like a kid with two dads. That's whatever. But the 30-year-old would like have these like sort of filtered thoughts where it's like, "Oh, two dads," and then everything like that comes with it in society, like all the judgment and just everything that comes with that. Back to talking to my elementary school. I regret being shy, cause I was so scared that a lot of the things I shouldn't have been scared of, I missed out on those things, and I feel like I could have had many more friends now from Israel. I still only talk to like one person. And all of my friends, because they don't really speak English, and I sort of lost in touch with Hebrew, like the language we speak in Israel, it's really hard to talk to them. I mean, I speak Russian too, so some of them speak Russian, but I feel like I lost like the sort of connection with the few people that I was friends with. But now I want to, like, if I were to go back, I would definitely just like encourage myself to talk to more people and open up a little more, but also to stop being so rude.
Oh my god. I actually don't think I would really say anything to my younger self, because I think I had a really happy childhood. So I honestly don't think I would really say anything to change that overall. I had a pretty good experience growing up. Even though I was, like, in perspective, like, looking at it now, I definitely think I was annoying, but that was just me being, like, a kid, so I don't really think I would say anything to my elementary self, at least.
Okay, middle school, so 6th grade, 7th grade, I would say definitely, again, be more confident and ask more questions. When you think that people judge you, they really don't, because nobody really cares about anybody but themselves. I can't say that about everybody, but middle school kids, they definitely care more about themselves. Case in point, I thought everybody was like watching me all the time, and I was scared to ask questions and be more open. And I feel like I could be much better with everything I do now if I would have learned more by asking about it.
Well, first of all, for me, if I was someone in middle school, so I would have said, "Don't be a dumbass." Okay, anyway. Middle school is tough in a lot of ways. I think it wasn't middle school that was tough, it was the aftermath of middle school that was tough for me. I was pretty, I was still, like, a happy kid, but I was kind of naive looking back at it. But it's not like I could have really changed anything, so if I looked back, I think I would have also said to be more self-aware, probably. Because I'm definitely a lot more self-aware now than I was in middle school. I think that's the main thing. But if I told myself that, they probably wouldn't have understood it. But it's something, at least.
Alright, here's a tangent we could go on with this question. If you were to meet your 35-year-old self, what would you ask her?
I think I would ask if they're happy.
I think.
And if they ate good dessert.
It's all about that sugar. if I were to meet my 35-year-old self, I'd be really curious about what I end up doing.
Oh, as like a job?
Yeah, because I have no idea what I want to do. Like, I know the direction I want to go in. Like, I want to have nothing to do with the medical field, because I have a really tough time with that. I don't want to do anything related to history, because I have a really hard time remembering anything historical. I find it sort of a little bit boring. I mean, everything that has to do with me and my family is pretty interesting, because it, like, has a connection to me. But other than that, I don't know. I learn about it. I'm aware about it. I don't need to live my life in the past, you know? I don't really want to have to do anything with science, because science is more like the biological kind, like with chemistry and biology, because it's very living things, to me, are just an enigma.
Me being an AP bio student and dying.
I'm definitely more of a math and computer person.
Yeah, she's doing engineering science.
Yeah, because I didn't want to go into chemistry or biology.
Literally our two personalities.
Yeah, but I don't know, I feel like if I were to choose between analyzing a sort of any living being and a robot, I'd definitely choose a robot living. Like, thinking of myself as a living being with organs and beating heart and lungs, it's just kind of disgusting to me.
I think that's cooler than a robot, personally, as, like, again, we're different in this aspect.
Yeah, so I'd ask her what she ended up doing, because I don't know, like, I was thinking if I could just go, like, into a math major, but what are you going to do with math? It's too ambiguous. And computer science is a very good, like, foundation to have, like, as a starting, like, a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Like, and then I could build on that more specifically when going for my master's. Also, I'm worried about what I'm gonna end up doing, because so far, the only thing I'm good at doing is studying, because all I've done is school. I've never actually tried to do any job related to the field I want to, like, be a part of. And the only thing I've done so far is studying. Also, I would like to know how I did in college, because they say it's so different from high school.
And so you get to, like, make your own schedules, and there's more leeway, but I don't necessarily know.
Well, it's less about that. It's more about independent learning, because yes, they teach you, and yes, like, you go to classes, but the way they, like, test you on things, it might be things they didn't even mention in class, but it's on, like, the syllabus, and they're like, it's fair game, we mentioned it.
Mm, yeah,
and I'm really scared about getting bad grades, because acceptance.
Yeah.
But other than that, I would like to know who I married.
Hopefully you will have your bar at home by the time.
Oh, yeah. I kind of want to have a home bar.
Visit.
Because we kind of think it fits my personality.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's a very stylish move, too, but, like,
I can just see it, like, you know, just there, and then I come over at, like, 5 a.m. and I'm like, hey.
Me with a cup of, like, vodka or something, opening the door, hey.
Yeah, it's like, and then I'm like, oh, hey, and you're like, the kids are sleeping.
Yeah, we joke a lot about this stuff, but I really hope that we have a good, like, future and we stay friends. A lot of people grow apart. Mm-hmm. And I feel like me with, like, experience with, like, already having that experience with growing apart with people,
have a lot of experience with that. We could do a whole episode about that, like, drifting apart from people and, like,
that's a good idea. Session to come.
Distance. Stay tuned.
Yay. Ideas on air.
Stay tuned for pain.
Yeah. Okay, we won't reveal anything so far, but
we definitely have experience.
Yeah. Alright, what if you could talk to your 80-year-old self? What would you not only ask her, but tell her about what you think? We lived. We survived.
I would ask, did you get to go to a cafe every Sunday? Because I always want to go to a cafe by myself on Sunday as brunch with myself, you know?
Take yourself out to brunch?
Yep.
Like, I thought there was supposed to be a couple's thing.
Nope. Right. It's myself.
That's nice.
Yeah. I know. So I would probably ask,
ooh, what if you met my 80-year-old self? What would you say to me?
I think I would ask, I don't actually know.
You survived.
Oh yeah, probably. It's like, wow, you're still here.
If I would have met my 80-year-old self, I would ask her.
You would
her,
be like a cat lady though.
I'd ask her if I had any grandchildren. And if I spoiled them.
I feel like you would in a way.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you wouldn't spoil your own kids, but I feel like you would spoil your grandchildren.
Yeah, I would be such a strict parent because of the way my parents are.
But then you would, like, spoil your grandkids or something. It's the grandma.
The way we Russians go.
It's her grandmotherly instinct thing. Yeah.
If I would have met your 8-year-old self, I would like high five you and feed your cats.
Oh my god. My cats, it's your cats, dude.
I mean, yeah, but you said you were gonna live with cats.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I was gonna go on a tangent about growing apart again, but we'll talk about that.
But so far I don't think we would drift apart because I think we're pretty compatible. Because we'll
talk about that on the other one.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was our first hypothetical session. We hope you enjoyed it. It's very fun talking about things that we wouldn't actually experience, but to think about them happening. Because life is only what you get, and I think it's very nice to, like, not necessarily dream, but, like, think up situations and live through them in your head. Mm-hmm. It's a great source of entertainment. It's called imagination.
Wow. I feel like when you said that, I just saw, like, the SpongeBob.
Yeah. I thought that too. Alright, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it.
That concludes session 5. See you soon.
Have a nice day.